This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're ready to roll, and I know that Spencer's as excited as I am. Oscar,
oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly, right? We've got Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI, the world's largest business networking organization. BNI was founded in 1985. The organization now has 6,300 chapters throughout every populated continent of the world. Last year alone, BNI generated 7.1 million referrals, resulting in over 3.3 billion with a B U.S. dollars worth of business for its members. Dr. Meisner, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. It's great to be on your show.
And thank you so much for taking time out. I emailed you the other day, and I swear to God, I got to have this automatic email myself. Shh, I'm writing and I'm not available. You are the best. You are the best. Genius at work. There should be a guy there. Now, Dr. Meisner, what gave rise to the idea for BNI? And then I want to discuss some of your concepts behind effective networking, too.
Well, great question, but Jim, please call me Ivan.
You got it, Ivan.
Thanks. I'd love to tell you that I had this vision of an international organization when I started BNI almost 30 years ago. But the truth is I needed some referrals for my consulting practice. I was a management consultant, and I put together a group of people who I knew and trusted, and I promised them I would refer them, and they, I hoped, would refer me. And we got together every week, and we started passing referrals, and someone came who couldn't join because we only took one person per profession in the group. And she asked if I'd help her open up a second group. And at first I said, no, this isn't what I do. I'm a business consultant. And she said, well, this is sort of consulting. You're helping me, you know, build my business. So I said, okay. We opened up a second group. A bunch of people came who couldn't join. They asked if I'd help them open a third. I said, no, this isn't what I do. But, you know, we did it, and we ended up opening 20 groups by accident that first year. And that's when I really looked at this closely and realized I struck a chord with the business community. We don't teach this stuff in colleges and universities anywhere in the world. I have 10 years of college, and I was never taught how to build your business through referrals. And so business people are hungry for this. And so yeah. It just took off like crazy. We're now in 55 countries around the world, and we actually have almost 6,600 groups now. It's every time you blink, it goes up.
Well, you got to update your bio, Doc. Now, yes, business networking is the lifeblood of what I do. I'm the business development officer for a real estate firm, and I find investments, and I've been doing it by hand-to-hand combat and word of mouth for many, many years. And I used the word combat and immediately felt bad that it came out of my mouth, because it's really not combat that I'm doing. What I'm really doing is speaking to people, listening to their opportunities, and seeing if I can bring them opportunities as well.
Well, you can call it Wombat in the future, word-of-mouth business opportunity acquisition tactic.
You like that little softball I lobbed you?
Yeah, that was good. I actually used that term in one of my first books, World's Best Known Marketing Secret, the first edition.
Awesome. So, I go out and I try to make people comfortable. I found that when I'm there, people will gravitate around me, and that's a way for my networks to kind of cross-pollinate. So I've seen sort of that multiple diode thing working out there for me. But I'm a senior. I'm an executive that's got a solid experience, and I got the you-know-whats to go up and meet anybody. Heck, I went up and met you, didn't I? Now, what would you think is the primary concept behind effective networking?
Well, I think, first of all, people have to understand that it's not about, it's not about just shaking hands and passing out cards. I'll give you an example of what I mean. I spoke at a big event in London a few years back, and I asked the audience, sort of like 800-900 people in the audience, I said, how many of you are here today hoping, you know, maybe just possibly to sell something? Raise your hands. I'm telling you, 900 people raised their hands. Everybody said, yeah, that's why I'm here. I'm networking. And I then said, okay, well, how many of you are here today, you know, to just possibly you're here to buy something? Raise your hand. Nobody raised their hand. Not one single person. This is what I call the networking disconnect. People show up at networking events wanting to sell, but nobody is there to buy. And so it's the one thing that I think people need to understand is that networking is about building relationships. Networking is really about farming. It's more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships with other people. You can't use networking as a face-to-face cold calling opportunity. One thing people get wrong the most, I think, with the process.
It is. You know, and what I have found is that every time I go to a networking event, I found that the most valuable thing that I have is this large stack of business cards that I can write on. And I give and I take. And when somebody talks to me about what they're looking for or what they want, I write it on the back. Because I can tell you, I can't remember an inch and a half worth of cards after the day.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. That's so important to write on the back of cards. Now, you have to remember, you know, if you're traveling around the world, there are some countries where you don't want to write on the back of the card, mostly Asian countries. It's actually a poor taste to write on a card. They'll tell you it's okay, but don't believe them. They don't mean it. So in the U.S., it's pretty common, and I do it all the time. I generally ask somebody, do you mind if I write on your card? They always say yes in North America. And you are absolutely correct. That's what you want to do, because you walk away with 20, 30 cards, and you don't remember a lot of the people. But by putting a comment on the back of the card, it might be a comment for you to follow up. It might just be something for you to remember what they said. It helps you to do just that, remember the conversation, because they all become a little blurry after a time.
Oh, yeah, and the way that I kind of spin it is I go, would you mind if I take some notes? I really find what you're saying interesting, and I'd like to make sure I get it right.
That's a great way to do it, absolutely. I think some of the best networkers in the world get that, and they not only write the information down, but they upload it into their database, particularly people that they want to work with in the future, so they have a little bit of information about them. Harvey McKay is brilliant at this. He is a master of taking notes on conversations, and he talks about it in.
Now, what about, okay, so I've gone to the event, I've taken some notes, I've got my 2 inches of business cards, and then there's always the period of silence, and you expect after an event that you're going to get at least a couple of the people that you met following up on the business cards you handed, and it's like crickets. And so I spend the following Saturday, I don't know if you heard the show before, we talked about what I do on Saturdays, and a lot of it is cleaning up what happened the week before, and I'll spend Saturdays going through them, and I'll take the cards, and I'll follow up on the following Saturday. If it's later than that, I think the opportunity has lost. Is he there, Oscar? Oscar, you dropped him. All right, so you've heard my little tip about marketing is that I make sure that I ask people permission to write their stuff down, and I make sure that I retain a constant follow-up with them, and then I make sure that I have a record of what I said, and when I say I'm going to follow up, I do. Do you have them, Oscar? Okay, well, Dr. Meisner will hopefully call back. Why don't we take an early break, Oscar? We'll wait for the doctor to call back. We're on with Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI, giving us his best networking tips on how to be an effective networker. So we're going to wait for him to call right back. We'll be back with more of Dr. Ivan Meisner after this short break.